As more people take advantage of food delivery, the ride-hailing service Uber is reportedly in talks to acquire Grubhub. That's the second largest food delivery service. If that deal goes through, it would give the combined company a 55% market share. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure on member station VPM. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, Robin, we've been reading that Uber approached Grubhub back in February. Folks are thinking about the timing of this. Did they see the writing on the wall with the impact of the coronavirus? Or was this a business move that was already in the making?
I just think a lot of this momentum was already set. Uber has been pruning its Uber Eats portfolio, selling in and out of countries for many months now. There are too many players in this space. On a local level, restaurants, which are really, really struggling right now, and especially dependent on carryout and delivery, they've been banding together to offer cheaper delivery outside the popular platforms, which take huge cuts even before drivers are tipped. So Uber and Grubhub and DoorDash and all of them have certainly been aware of that. I mean, it's been all the rage on Twitter if you look at the grievances the past few weeks.
Yeah. I want to talk to you a little bit more about that impact on drivers and consumers, but I want to talk more about what this acquisition actually means. So we're reading that it would be an all-stock takeover. Just briefly tell us what that means.
Yeah, you're using what's a more volatile currency to make a buyout in lieu of cash. Typically, you don't see companies eager to spend their stock. This deal could end up being very expensive if Uber stock ends up skyrocketing, but cash right now is king and everyone wants more of it to ride out what's going on.
Okay, so you mentioned it, but we've been seeing anecdotally that many Lyft and Uber drivers have already switched to food delivery as a means to make money. But I'm also wondering how this consolidation will possibly impact consumers.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Uber itself is already on so many smartphones, and that's a powerful foot in the door. Uber Eats now sports 20% of the market, and Grubhub has 28% as of March. So they both want to better compete with DoorDash, which controls 42% of the market. You would hope over time that this doesn't result in more gouging or hikes or pricing pressure at restaurants when they least need that, but that remains to be seen.
Yeah, the impact on restaurants. I mean, we've reported before how they often get squeezed by these food delivery fees. You see this pressure increasing.
Yeah. What I hear from the restaurant owners on my show is how brutally difficult it is to justify, say, 25 to 30% of a delivery ticket to a third-party app when your workers are furloughed, the sales are down enormously, and the rent is due. Do you just keep using these services to run in place while your dining room is idled? It's one thing if you're churning out high-volume, cheap-to-make product like pizza, but it's a whole other thing with a multi-course, labor-intensive lunch or dinner.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about this a little bit more, because I know it's hard to say, but could the food delivery industry be actually heading in the direction over the next few years where delivery is the only option? You talked about how much easier it is for pizza parlors, for instance, but I actually talked to an owner in Florida who said that they may just close their dining services altogether and offer delivery only, which means we may become even more reliant on these services.
Yeah, it feels like we've just truly crossed the threshold. Even before this, more young urban people got into the habit of thinking you could just treat any meal anywhere like an Uber or Lyft passenger. So restaurants, they're now grappling with if and how they can afford to control this entirety of the experience on their own, particularly when drivers are demanding better pay, you know, PPE, safeguards, even health insurance. And I do think you're going to see more consolidation if this does indeed happen. Look at DoorDash and Postmates. Watch Amazon Prime, which has food delivery, Instacart. And I'd especially watch the publicly traded restaurant chains, Chipotle, McDonald's, Starbucks, you know, even the parent of Olive Garden. How are they going to collaborate to counter this Uber Grubhub colossus if the deal in fact happens?
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure on member station VPM. Robin, as always, thanks.
My pleasure.
It's Here and Now.